MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Taking with Dr. Thomas Brennan, he's founder and CEO at Frank. Thomas, appreciate the time today. Your Frank Wealth Index report 2026 just came out. Give us some of the details around the report before we dig into some of the findings.
Yeah, Simon, thanks very much. We thought it was really important to get a measure of where financial well-being is at in the country. We were able to survey nearly 4,000 individuals, and we measure financial well-being in a very holistic way. So we cover just the basics, obviously, resilience, like emergency savings, what you're doing with your money, what is your investing behavior, and lastly, your mindset. How are you feeling? How confident are you? Are you planning for the future? So it is the largest survey done in South Africa, which we're very proud of. And obviously, we want to continue going forward to look at some of the longitudinal trends that we hopefully can see about what behaviors are driving financial well-being in the country.
Take a minute. I read through it, and there's a bunch I want to touch on. For you, what would be a key finding that came out of the report?
For me, what is really dramatic was how significant behaviors are compared to things like income. So for the longest time, I think people think that like, if I just earn more, I'll be better off. But what we see in the data is actually it's what you do with the money that you have that actually is a far greater predictor of improved financial well-being. And those are really sort of those daily money habits that are easy, one can think about. Sure. You know, they're not complex, but they do require building up and having that discipline to nurture those habits.
It's actually interesting because I had a conversation with a certified financial planner earlier in the week, and that's exactly what we were talking around without the data so much to back it up. But it really is a case of, as you say, it's around the sort of the doing more than the earning, and it's the holistic nature of it. It's the regularity, it's the consistency, it's the reviewing. It's things which are kind of intangible, but they have a real impact.
Without a doubt. And I think if people were to be honest themselves, like, where do my money habits come from? I think people would realize that there's a lot that's probably inherited, you know, if you will, from your upbringing, which you're bringing from your parents or your family. And so to actually be honest about like, okay, well, what is my relationship with money? What are my habits? And then obviously, what we identify is that people having a couple of just key changes, you know, like something as simple as like saving for emergencies and having sufficient liquid savings to cover, you know, 3 months of expenses has a cascading consequence. So not only obviously do you feel less stress, but you also are then able to start thinking for the future and start planning and start taking on investment risk. So we see some of these keystone behaviors, and like paying yourself first is another clear example. Just by setting up, doesn't matter how small it is, but the fact that you do that on a regular basis and you try sort of automate it, if you will, as much as possible, you don't have to rely on kind of willpower every month at the end of the month, obviously, when there's, you know, pressure for any cash. So paying yourself first, it's such a simple thing to say, but very hard to do.
But I like what you said there about pressure, because that comes to mindset. And one of the things that stood out for me, and it's intuitive, but you know, the two behaviors particularly significant were debt and having debt and not having emergency funded. And that's a financial challenge in both examples, but it's also a psychological challenge at the same time. Debt can overwhelm us. Not having an emergency fund can make a lot of what would otherwise be perhaps minor things a lot more scary.
Without a doubt. And I think, you know, attacking the debt first is obviously the right place to start. Because if you are overwhelmed and you're running month to month, I do think, though, that there is an opportunity of, even if it is just setting up that behavior of putting aside some money for emergencies, that will undoubtedly help you. And indeed, if an emergency does come along, that you don't have to go into yet more debt to cover the expenses, that you can kind of like lessen the burden. So I think there is an opportunity for people to kind of like just realize if you get on top of your debt and you're able to put some money aside for emergencies, you are by far and away doing more than the sort of the average Joe in terms of enabling better financial futures.
The other thing that stood out for me, and as you said, financial well-being doesn't improve with more income than I got. It doesn't improve with age. And I would have said it did. But actually, in hindsight, well, not necessarily. Again, being older doesn't necessarily make me smarter or anything, but it can become a significant challenge if we're not, I don't know, getting smarter as we age. And I suppose, in a sense, maybe learning from our mistakes.
Yeah, we saw two clear, distinct personas. We call them sort of the disciplined builders. So these were younger people starting off in their career. definitely less income and less sort of total net worth. But what they did have were very good habits.
Yeah.
They had the same financial well-being score as what we call sort of the stalled professionals. So these are people that are, you know, 10 years older, probably earning, you know, significantly more, but their lifestyle has crept in. They're not managing their expenses. They're not sort of saving appropriately. So there, the behavior is less, although they are probably older, probably a little bit wiser. They haven't been able to kind of manage their personal finances in a way that actually leads to, you know, better financial well-being.
Yeah. Another data point that stood out for me, although it's something which I've seen evidence and I've certainly thought it, but women were ahead.
They are. And I think what's really positive, you know, to see is the way in which women are investing is actually where the secret sauce is. Mm-hmm. So they are, you know, traditionally and also tend to be, we see in the data, less, they're the risk averse. So they're not, they don't think they're cowboys. They're not trying to time the markets and get lucky. There's far less sort of trading activity, but they are very consistent. So there's that sort of regular debit order, that money's going in into the investments. Once they've set up that strategy, they keep on executing on that. And then simply by doing that and leaving that investment over time, they're enjoying, you know, the compound growth benefits that come with that.
Yeah.
But what's interesting in the data, I'm so sure the women are, at the same time also express higher financial anxiety.
Yeah.
And I think there we've got sort of like a historical trend, if you will. A lot of women are maybe for the first time taking control of their finances, maybe a little bit more unsure, you know, am I doing the right thing? So for the same sort of level of, you know, of your personal finances, I think the women are probably carrying a little bit more anxiety into that situation.
And that could also be related to the risk, because it's in my anecdotal experience is that men take the risk, women don't. And therefore, maybe it's that lower risk level, which makes them a little bit more anxious. The other big one that came out was education. And not that education is the bullet which solves everything, but that education creates a strong foundation. You still need the patterns, the behaviors on top. And here we're not talking around a, you know, a fancy varsity degree, just like, you know, going and finding out, I don't know, what a tax-free account is. That really is not surprising, but it is creating a strong base.
Yeah, without a doubt. And obviously for those, you know, listeners who want to improve their financial well-being, I, you know, would encourage them to read the report, because really even developing the knowledge about which behaviors can lead to the biggest sort of material gains, you know, that's not knowing the details of, you know, capital gains tax, for example, but it's financial knowledge in the sense that it can help you improve your financial well-being.
Yeah, actually, that's a great point. And it's where it helps, which is also fundamentally important. We'll leave it there. That's the Frank Wealth Index Report 2026. Frank with a C. That's Dr. Thomas Brennan, founder and CEO. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.